You spoke about another person behind the scenes who you had an issue with, Hov DiBiase.
Okay, now the whole issue with Hov is, again, I'm going to be the realest rapper anyone has ever been in Jersey City. When the whole Many Men movement popped, I was actually cool with Chameleon at one point in time. I knew who Hov was. We weren't buddies, but I knew who he was because our girlfriends were best friends. But he wasn't a rapper. He was a street dude. So, you know, I knew who he was. So when he started rapping, you know, anybody that been rapping, when people just come out the closet rapping, you just be looking like, he's a rapper now? And I didn't think he was good. And, you know, they were doing their thing, though. You know what I'm saying? So me, as an up-and-coming artist, not getting it, and they're getting that love and that shine that I've been pressing to get, and they just come out the closet getting it, I was hot. I was hating. I'm not afraid to say that. Daggone Skippy, I was hating. I was feeling some kind of way, so I dissed him. Man, y'all gonna say he the hottest. How he the hottest? But it wasn't a ill will towards Hov. It was just me being mad. Like, how do y'all feel like this dude is the hottest in the city? He ain't got no kind of balls. That's how I felt at the time. You know what I'm
saying? Well, how do you feel now?
He's a lot better. There's no personal issue with me and that man. Like, none. I just was mad that people thought he was hot and they weren't paying me no attention.